Harper Via and Harper Audio present People Collide, a novel by Isle McElroy. Performed by Daniel Henning and Ida Ralusco.
For my mom.
Part 1. I am not a responsible man. I'm not a brave man, which is not to say I'm a coward. But no one would ever consider me brave. My wife, Elizabeth, was the brave one. She was why we were living abroad for a year in a small city in southern Bulgaria, a country known for its tomatoes and yogurt and for having balanced on the fingertip of the Soviet Union. Each day, however, is a chance to discard your most pitiable habits and selves. Especially this day, a Friday, the day of the week devoted to transitions, to sloughing off and forgetting. When I stepped outside into the grand street in front of my apartment complex, I found, before me, a chance to become someone better. A hero. A cat lay dead in the street, splayed on the pavement in front of a dumpster. A kitten. Soggy from a morning thunderstorm that had only recently passed. No one around seemed to notice the cat. The men in track jackets and acid-washed jeans. The grandmothers hauling plastic sacks of tomatoes and greens. The dignified grandfathers in time-wrinkled suits, strutting with their hands clasped behind their backs. They passed the cat without looking down. Strays were not rare in the city. Entire families of kittens often spilled out from under dumpsters or crowded the back doors of butcher shops. Throughout the city, stray cats were feted with paper plates full of kibble and saucers of milk and scratch after scratch on the head. Living here for 3 months had made obvious my own embarrassing American impulse to act entirely out of self-interest, as opposed to my Bulgarian friends who walked a cautious line between cynicism and care, and thus they were generous without expectations. Americans were puppets of their ambitions, obsessed with taking part in their own lives, in knowing themselves, in doing, in being, in living, in fundamentally changing the world, all in the service of our own egos. My friend's cynicism was a nice counterpoint to this impulse. It seemed born on a true understanding of life. Very little we ever did mattered. Our only requirement was to keep moving. Outside, on a bench in the park across from my apartment building, two old men sat beside each other, as still and silent as snow. Sometimes even moving is too much. That day, however, I wanted to be my truest American self. I felt compelled, and I never felt compelled, to do right by the cat in the street. After seeing the cat, I spun around and wrenched open the front door to my apartment building. We lived on the top floor of a charmless 5-story apartment complex. It was the newest building on our block, the exterior as blank as bone. The inside flooring was faux marble and scuffed. The walls were hospital gray, inhospitably gray. There was an elevator, big enough for 3 people, max, but I never used it. I preferred punishing myself, though instead of using a word like punishing, I deployed phrases like pushing my limits and staying in shape, because I never liked to admit to my unhealthy obsessions. A thin, difficult man in a blue track jacket smoking a cigarette paced in the lobby.
Deshi and Kar-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?